Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid.
When you make out that shopping list this week, don't forget these six important words.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
You can have happier, healthier meals when there's plenty of butternut on the table. Those fresh, white, even-looking slices just seem to encourage the appetites and praise from the family, too. And once they pick up a slice, butter it, and take that first tender bite, well, you won't have to be told they want butternut from then on. You can tell from those expressions all around the table and those comments. And say, pack butternut bread sandwiches in those lunch boxes, naturally. You'll see how butternut stays so fresh and tender, so extra long, so good with any sandwich filler. So buy a loaf this week. Buy butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper, the picture wrapper that shows you it's fresh and fine and flavor rich even before you pick it up. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Salmon River Rustler. The Salmon River country of northeastern Nevada is rich, verdant cattle country. Even with the few differences of today's civilization, it is very much the same as it was in the early days of our West. The main exception in the 1870s was the law. There was none. For this reason, men with a strong sense of justice, men like the Cisco Kid, carried the law with them wherever they rode. As our story opens, Cisco and his faithful partner Pancho head across the quiet, peaceful grassland toward the town of Contact.
The air, she smells sweet, and the grass is so green. The peace and the quiet is so wonderful. It's great to be alive, no, Cisco?
You are feeling mighty good, eh, Pancho?
Yeah, Pancho got a good sleep last night. And Pancho got delicious breakfast this morning. And now everything's so peaceful. Pancho and I got the troubles in the world.
I'm glad to hear that, Chico.
Pancho glad to hear it too, Chico. Pancho talk too quick. We got the troubles.
Oh, diablo.
Oh, look, hold on for the troubles. Hold on.
Over there, Pancho. There is the skulking coyote.
Why you shooting us, Cisco? There are two skulking coyotes and they got a fire going. Maybe now that one is to stop to eat.
Look again, Pancho.
Huh?
That is not a campfire. And that tied calf lying on the ground is not a breakfast guest.
Cisco, they're cattle rustlers. They changed in the brand that calf with a running iron.
See, that gunshot was a warning to stay away, so we will not recognize them.
They're too far away for us to see clear. That bullet's so close, Pancho, almost a corpse.
If those rustlers think they can chase us away while they change brands, they are loco. Come on, Pancho, up there. Yeah.
Ulo, gonna go, go.
Unholster your guns and charge them.
Hey, shoot it, Cisco. Pancho, coyotes, you. We showed you.
Bueno, give them back as good as they send.
They stop shooting and getting on their horses.
They have the courage of jackals.
They not care to stay and fight.
Like jackals, they run as soon as you throw a stone at them. Go, Diablo, slow down now. Come on.
Slow down, Logo, slow down. We not go after those pack rats, Cisco?
They have too much of a head start. They'll run our caballos in the ground if we try to catch them.
You're right, Cisco. We catch up to them another time.
I hope so. We'll stop to untie the calf, turn him loose, and put out the fire. Hold up. Hoo,
look, hoo, look, hoo.
Take it easy, little white face. You'll soon be free.
Those rustlers even so you hurry, they not even take their running iron with them.
They could not very well take it. The iron is still hot. I get the iron out of the embers and put out the fire while I untie this little maverick.
See, Cisco.
Now, hold still, little one, easy. That is a very unusual knot. No real vaquero would tie a calf this way. Santos, what now?
Those two rustlers come back. They bring the whole gang with them. We got to get out of here, Cisco.
Hold up your hands, Pancho, as I'm doing. Those hombres are coming from the other direction. They are not the rustlers.
Pancho, hope not. Pancho, she didn't get a senorita with them.
Just keep your hands up and let me explain.
You dirty thieving rustlers. Come on, boy, let's bring him up.
Hold on. We
no right to take the law into our own hands.
Gracias, senorita. I'm glad to hear you say that.
You lost plenty of steers with these rustlers, Gale. Why are you siding with them?
We not rustlers, hombre.
You got the gall to try to weasel out of it when we got you red-handed? Why, that running iron you're holding ain't cold yet.
Listen to me, hombres. You are mistaken. Mi compañero and I are not rustlers.
We catch your partner with a running iron and you with your knee on that leppy's neck. What are you lying for?
No one calls me a liar, hombre.
Slap me across the face, you ornery rustling polecat.
Go ahead, coyote. Draw.
Wait. I'll shoot the first one to pull a gun from his holster.
Cisco not never lied, you flappy Ranahan. And Pounce did not lie either.
The Cisco kid. That's all we need to know. We savvy what to do with outlaws, boy.
That's right.
From what I've heard, the Cisco kid's no outlaw. Long as you boys are working for this ranch, you'll take orders. Put up your guns, pronto.
Gracias again, senorita. I think I can prove to you the truth of what I say. Pancho and I chased two rustlers away from this calf and the fire.
That don't prove nothing, except that you're telling a pack of...
Go ahead, hombre, finish.
That's enough, Cobb Watley. You finish what you're going to say, Cisco.
Whose brand is on this calf?
4B. Belongs to our ranch.
Then one of your vaqueros is in cahoots with the rustlers.
What? That's slick talking and a bridle us with blinders.
Unless you are blind, Watley, you should be able to see this is a slow brand.
What do you mean?
This is a slow brand or a hair brand, senorita. The vaquero who handled the iron which made it only burned the hair and not the hide with your branding iron.
See, he do it so later on the rustlers are able to put their own brands on your calves.
But that means that one of you boys are... No.
Don't believe him, Gale. He'll tell himself he's trying to put the blame on us.
Facts speak for themselves.
Won't work, Cisco. There's 20 of us. That's 20 guns against you. Gives us odds of 20 to 1 that we'll get you. And you can take bets we will.
I'm sure Cobb Watley doesn't mean a word of what he said, Cisco. He was just mad because you found out about the cattle rustling before he did.
You have complete trust in him, Senorita Gale?
Mom and Dad do also. They left him as foreman before they went east to Ohio.
Madre and Padre go east and leave you to look after this rancho but yourself?
What's the matter, Pancho? Don't you think I'm capable of doing it?
Oh, si, senorita. You're capable to do it. Pancho,
I know what you mean, Pancho. And as a matter of fact, I'm not alone. My brother Jamie is here.
Oh, that different. Your big brother here to help you. Why he not helped you go after the rustlers?
Pancho.
Well, for one thing, Jamie has a bad toothache.
Oh, that's not good.
And for another, I don't exactly trust him with guns.
You not trust him with a gun? What's the matter with him?
Oh, nothing. Nothing except that he's only 9 years old.
Oh, then he's not the big brother. He only the little brother.
That's what I tried to tell you, Pancho.
Is that your brother in front of the house, Senorita Gale?
Yes, Cisco. And that's Alf Bardeen, the cook, with him.
And Nino got a bad toothache, all right. His jaw all swelled up.
That tooth should be pulled, but Jamie won't let me get near him. And he won't stay away from the cook's sugar barrel.
Hi! Here you found out about the rustlers.
Hi, Jamie. How'd you find out?
Cobb Watley and the boys rode past and told us. Cobb sure was riled up about something.
Whoa,
the...
Alf, would you count on 2 more places at the table? Cisco and Pancho are going to stay for a while.
Well, gracias for your hospitality, senorita.
Si, muchas gracias. Same thing to say you one fine cook, senor Alf.
When it comes to fixing victuals, I'm the best. Just like when it comes to catching rustlers, I hear you and the Cisco kid are the best, eh?
Hey, you hear right. We the best. Cisco the best at catching rustlers and Pancho the best at eating.
Cobb Watley doesn't think so.
Well, young Senor Jamie, I guess Cobb Watley has good reason not to think so.
You're the Cisco kid, huh?
Si, I am.
And I, Pancho.
So, the Cisco kid's supposed to be real fast on the draw. Reach a farmer.
Jamie Briggs.
Well, that was a pretty fast draw, Cisco, but... I could have beat you if I had a real gun in a holster instead of just my hand.
Oh, no, young Senor Jamie. You not could never beat Cisco to the draw. No one able to do this.
Well, maybe. We heard Cisco was fast on the draw, and I guess he is. But we also heard that you don't do nothing but tag along after him and get in his way.
See, that's right. I tag along and get in the way. I get in the way. Poncho gets...
Jamie Briggs, I'm ashamed of you. Now, you march right into the house and stay there. Go on,
stop. Oh, my tooth.
Oh, I don't know what's come over him.
Oh, that tooth makes him irritable. And also, he probably likes to think of himself as the man of the house now that your madre and padre are not here.
Yep, Cisco, I reckon you're right. Well, I gotta get back to my kitchen. See y'all at chow time.
Pancho, I think that young senor like Pancho at all.
Oh, please excuse the way he acted, Pancho.
You know, he is right, Senorita Gale. People should be judged by their deeds, not their reputations.
And Pancho got to do something to prove to the young niño that Pancho not just tag along and get in the way.
If we can round up the coyotes who are rustling Senorita Gale's cattle, I think young Senor Jamie will be convinced.
You really think some of our boys are working with those rustlers, Cisco?
As sure as that calf was carrying a hair brand.
You know, that cob Watley in cahoots with him. Unless we watch out, we'd be just as sure to be killed.
Time getting away, Alf.
Keep your voice down, Cobb.
Well, since Cisco shut off his mouth, every cowpoke on the place suspects the other fellow being a rustler.
Do they suspect you?
Well, as much as anybody else. What do you want?
Well, Cisco and Pancho took off early this morning. Pancho let it drop that Cisco figures the rustler's got a hideout nearby where they keep the stolen cattle.
Will you stop that blasted clattering with them pans? Appears you and that Pancho are getting to be good amigos.
Well, he's always in here after something to eat. The minute my back's turned, he sneaks a taste out of the sugar bowl. Now, he's one feller who likes to talk, and since I'm one to listen, I learn a lot.
Well, them two long-nosed jayhawkers got as much chance to find an Arrowhead Canyon and the cattle that we rustled as a blade of grass has in a prairie fire.
I'm not so sure. Pancho says Cisco's got an idea the rustlers drive the cattle along the Salmon Riverbed.
Ah, you don't reckon they'd ever stumble on...
Well, maybe we'll find out, Cobb. Hey, that rider headed lickety-split toward the ranch house is none other than our fat gabby friend, Pancho.
Yeah, I better get out of here.
Get in that storage closet. Come on, hurry.
Hey, that sugar barrel's in here. If Pancho comes after a taste of sugar, he'll get a taste of lead.
I'll keep him out of there, and you keep your six-gun in your holster. Now close that door.
Oh, look, ho, now, ho, ho! Senor Alf! Senor, oh, there you are. Pancho, I gotta have enough provisions for 3 or 4 days.
Hmm? What do you need that much food for, Pancho?
Cisco's saying not to tell nobody, but it's all right to tell you. Yeah? We're on the trail of rustlers, the ones what's stealing the 4B cattle.
Well, how come you're so sure?
Cisco say to hurry back when Pancho tells you why you're fixing the foods for Pancho to take.
Well, I'll have to go out of the smokehouse and get a side of beef. There's a couple of loaves of fresh baked bread on the table. You be wrapping them up, Pancho. I'll be right back.
Si, senor. But first, Pancho, get a taste of that sugar from the sugar barrel in the storage closet. There'll never be a better chance to do it in all Pancho's life.
And with Cobb waiting behind the closet door to kill him, it may cost Pancho his life. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Your shopping is easier since Butternut Bread introduced that new picture wrapper. There's no more guess, no squeeze, no doubt about the freshest, finest, whitest bread on your grocery shelves. And now listen to this. Butternut's brand new extra delicious wheat bread comes to you in a companion picture of quality wrapper. Butternut's white bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper. Butternut's wheat in the red and white check gingham wrapper. And both have that true-to-life picture that makes shopping easier. You can see what you buy before you buy and be sure of the finest for your table. And your family will really go for the new butternut wheat bread. The finest, smoothest wheat bread ever to feel the touch of a butter knife. And wait till you try it for toast. Virtually melts in your mouth. Turns to a crisp golden brown. Tastes so extra good. So why wait? Try Butternut's new wheat bread right now. You'll like it. You'll love it. Insist on Butternut wheat bread in the red and white check gingham wrapper.
And now, Now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Salmon River Rustlers. Cisco and Poncho are accused of rustling cattle from the ranch of Gale and Jamie Briggs. After a run-in with the ranch foreman, Cobb Watley, Cisco proves the rustling is done by one of Gale's men. Cobb and Alf Bardeen, the cook, are the real leaders of the rustlers. Not wanting to be seen together, Alf tells Cobb to hide in the storage closet of the kitchen when Poncho returns for some provisions. As Alf goes to the smokehouse to fulfill the request, Poncho starts for the storage closet to get a taste of sugar, not knowing that Cobb waits behind the door to kill him. Now...
Poncho only got something to carry the sugar in. Poncho takes some back. Maybe Poncho will find a little jar here in the storage closet.
Poncho!
What do you want?
Don't you be sneaking into the storage closet after the sugar barrel now.
How'd you know that, Saint Alf? How'd you know Poncho go after a little taste of sugar?
Come on now. You can help me tote that meat from the smokehouse. Come along now. You'll get yourself a toothache just like Jamie's.
Poncho's got a sweet tooth, Senor Alf.
I know all about it, Poncho. Dipping into a sugar barrel can get you into lots of trouble.
Do not make trouble for Poncho, Senor Alf. Not now that you know Poncho like that sugar better than rock candy or lemon drops.
Well, I'll tell you. Now, come on. You see, I'm the kind of feller that believes if an hombre's got a hankering for a taste of sugar, he ought to have it.
Poncho knows you're that kind of hombre, Senor.
I'll tell you what.
What?
I'll fill a jar of that sugar for you to take with you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
By the way, where'll you be taking it?
Well, Cisco and Poncho rode way upstream till we come to the north branch of the river.
You did, huh?
Then Cisco figured the rustlers come that far. They go up the north branch because the current's stronger up the main channel.
Yeah, it was right smart figuring. Cisco's a sharp hombre.
That's not all. Dark and cool is a big smokehouse.
Sure. That's so the meat'll cure and won't spoil. So you and Cisco are going to explore further up the north fork of the Salmon River, eh?
No, Senor Alf. We already find the canyon where the rustlers hide the stolen cattle.
You did?
See, the opening to it looked like Indian Arrowhead.
Arrowhead Canyon, eh?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll be. No wonder we couldn't find hide nor hair of them rustlers.
Man, Cisco and Poncho are going to wait and hide him just outside the canyon. Then when the rustlers come there, we see which of the vaqueros from this rancho in with them.
A clever plan, Poncho. I'll take this beef, and you bring some of that venison.
See, Senor, you're a good amigo to fix us up with all these good foods.
Well, I ain't got you that sugar yet, have I?
No, but you do it. I'm sure of that. You be sure not to tell nobody what Poncho and Cisco are going to do. Cisco not want Senor Gale or young Senor Jamie to come there and get hurt.
Well, you can trust me, Poncho. Why, there's no more chance I'd talk about it than that I'd be in cahoots with them rustlers myself.
Our only hope of saving what we got, Alf, is to kill Cisco and Poncho.
Okay, now that they know about Arrowhead Canyon, Cobb, I reckon that's the solution.
Well, as soon as I get our own boys together, we'll hit them. All I want is to draw the first bead on the Cisco Kid.
Alf, what was Poncho? Cobb, what are you doing here? That was Poncho hightailing it away from here, wasn't it, Alf?
Yeah, that was him all right, Gale, but I can't rightly answer your questions. You see, Poncho said not to tell you.
Alf Bardeen, you start talking. Pronto.
Well, I reckon I better head, Gale. You're the boss. Well, Poncho says he and Cisco are on the rustler's trail. But they're lying.
Lying? Well, how do you know?
Well, because of what Cobb saw this morning. He was just telling me he followed them, and they headed smack dab to their hideout like an arrow to the target. Ain't that right, Cobb?
Yeah, sure. It's a lot ago since them two been working this part of the country all the time.
Cisco bluffed you, Gale, when you caught him with a tied calf and Poncho with a red-hot branding iron.
Galloping gophers, what in the world is that?
Someone's in the storage closet, Alf.
Cover me with your gun. We'll flush out that coyote.
Jamie!
It's the Kid. He's been there all the time.
You bet I have, Cobb Watley.
Yeah, then I reckon you heard everything that was spoke, eh, Jamie?
I did, Alf Bardeen. And you're a no-good wrestling varmint, same as Cobb Watley.
Jamie, what are you saying?
I sneaked into the storage closet for a lick of sugar, Gale. When Alf came into the kitchen, I climbed onto a shelf and hid.
You mean you was there all the time Cobb was in the closet and he didn't know it?
Sure, I watched him listening to all of you and Pancho talked about.
That don't make you sound very bright, Cobb.
Shut up. What are we going to do with these two now?
I can't believe... You mean you're...
Get her gun, Cobb.
Yeah, I got it. Stay where you are, Gail. I'll kill you if I have to.
You let my sister alone, Jake.
Now, hold on, Jamie. You ain't going nowhere.
Keep your hands off me, Alfred.
Be glad to after I toss you back into the closet.
All right, go on, Gail. You too. Move.
You won't get away with this, Cobb Wadley. You and Alf Bardeen will pay for what you're doing.
Let us out of here.
Shut up. If Alf has to unlock this door to quiet you down, I'll use his sick gun.
Quiet, Jamie. Better be still.
Yeah, that's better. Now you can have all the sugar you want, Jamie. Come over here, Cobb.
Yeah. Hey, we can't afford to let them stay alive any more than Cisco and Pancho.
I know it, but first we gotta make sure of Cisco and Pancho.
Got a plan?
Yeah. You ride after our own boys. Bring them all to Arrowhead Canyon. I'll arrange to get Cisco and Pancho out into the open.
How can you do it?
Well, since they got no reason not to trust me, I can ride right into their camp. I'll say I followed Pancho and tell them there's trouble back at the ranch.
You sure they ain't caught on it was you they saw putting the hairbrand under the calf?
Of course not. Me and Jerry was too far away for them to recognize us. Besides, you heard for yourself that Pancho trusts me.
What about Gail and Jamie?
Well, when I figure you've had enough time for a good head start, I'll gun them down. And the blame can be laid to Pancho and the Cisco kid.
Good. Even if we don't get them two jayhawkers, the law will. For murder.
Pancho, everything you say, Cisco. Pancho, ride back to the ranch house, the other side of the barn.
Bueno. Then you can head off that coyote, Alf Bardeen, if he tries to escape when he sees me.
Hey, lucky for us, you notice the rope on the things that Maverick sent us got the same knot like on that Russell calf.
No two hombres could make such a strange knot, no vaquero would. That cook is in with the rustlers.
Cisco, look! A rider come over the rim of the hill.
Pull him, ho!
Ho, ho, ho!
It's Cobb Wadley.
He not see us.
Just as well. We'll stop him. I owe him an apology.
Hey, head down the arroyo. He soon be here.
Señor Wadley! Un momento!
Hold there, ho, ho! What in blazes?
Put up your gun, Senor Wadley. You and I have no quarrel.
See, we would only suspect you in with the rustler, Senor.
I did think you were one of those banditos, and I'm sorry.
What made you change your mind, Cisco?
Pancho and I learned the identity of the guilty maverick. He's your cook.
Alf Bardeen?
Yeah. You're not no more surprised than Pancho.
We are riding back to the 4B Rancho now for a showdown.
You want to ride with us?
Well, why not? Ought to prove mighty interesting. Maybe I can help.
Very well. Then let us ride. Up the other.
Come on. Go, 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 go.
Enough now.
Oh, my toothache.
Been dipping into the sugar barrel again, eh, Jamie? You might as well have your fill.
You're a rotten, cold-footed skunk, Alf Bardeen.
Yeah, I reckon I am. You know, Cisco's gonna get the blame for what I'm gonna do.
Cisco will gladly take the blame for what he is going to do.
It's the Cisco kiss.
I will take that gun, Bardeen. There.
Cisco, look out for Cobb Wadley. He's gonna shoot.
Oh, my hand.
Wow, Cisco shot the gun from Cobb's hand.
Pancho, take care of this Cobb Wadley coyote.
As for you, Alf Bardeen, I have no use for pack rats, plate sets, the señoritas, and el niños.
Pancho feel the same way.
Bueno, Pancho. The next one with all your might. On the chin.
Like this.
See, that is the way, Chico. You knocked him out.
Pancho do the same to Cobb Wadley like you do to Alf Bardeen, no, Cisco?
Oh, golly. I take back everything bad I ever said about you and Cisco, Pancho.
Did you find out you're wrong, young Señor Jimmy, huh?
He certainly did, Pancho.
Those rustlers will certainly find out the law is not wrong when they are made to pay for their crimes. They will all spend a long time in prison.
Toothache. I'll never sneak a taste out of the sugar barrel again.
Pans, you got a toothache too, young Senor Jimmy. Pans never sneak no more taste from the sugar barrel neither.
Well, that tooth just has to come out, Jamie. It'll keep paining you until it does.
You ought to have had that bad tooth of yours pulled out also, Pancho. It's been bothering you for some time now.
All right. Pancho tells you what. Pancho show you, young Senor Jimmy, how a brave hombre like Pancho does it.
You mean you're going to let Cisco pull your tooth?
No. Pancho make the door to do it.
Well, how, Pancho?
Pancho take this string and show you. Now, Pancho tie it. Trying to tie it around the tooth, it hurts.
You see, Jamie? Now, you can do the same.
There. Now, Cisco, you loop the other end of the string around the doorknob.
Very well, Chico.
And say to Jamie, you go on the other side of the door and you close it.
All right, Pancho.
Now, when Pancho tells you Pancho's ready, you throw open the door and pull out Pancho's tooth. It'll be easy, you see?
I'm ready, Pancho. Yeah, when you are.
There. Now the string tight. Now, take it, Jimmy. Open the door.
Ah! It worked. Ooh. Look, here's Pancho's tooth.
Ow.
What's the matter, Pancho? Pancho, what's the matter?
That tooth is out now, Chico. Why are you still yelling?
Because that string tied to the wrong tooth.
Oh, no. See, Pancho.
St. Isabel, she be all right now that all those rustlers in the jail.
Yeah, that is right. She has nothing to worry about since the entire gang is behind bars.
Young Senor Jamie, he got nothing to worry about neither. Now that he got his tooth taken out.
See. Do you still have a toothache, Pancho?
A little bit, that's all.
Would you know, if that were my tooth, Pancho, I would have the dentist pull it out.
If it's your tooth, Cisco, Pancho, let the dentist pull it out.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
Up the hablo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Say, boys and girls, when Mother sends you to the store, how do you tell a good bunch of bananas? You look at them, don't you? And that's how to tell a good bread, too, by looking at it. Yes, just look at any blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper, and you can see that it's the freshest, finest loaf of bread in town. How? Because there's a picture of butternut's fresh, fine slices right on that wrapper. An actual, true-to-life picture. You see, there's no guess, no squeeze, no doubt when you buy butternut. You can see, you can be sure that you're buying the bread Mom is going to like. You'll like it, too, for those noontime sandwiches, or toast at breakfast, or fresh from the wrapper at dinner. Butternut is always fresh, rich, and tender. So, boys and girls, next time Mom sends you to the store to buy bread, don't guess, squeeze, or doubt. Just reach out and pick up that loaf in the blue and white checked gingham picture wrapper.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.